It's easy not to worry about what goes down our sinks and toilets every day. All we need to know is that it goes away.
All this flow from all over Allen County, from, you know, outside of the county to the south in Zanesville, we take in flow from Grable and Leo and New Haven. All that flow is coming in and ends up here.
Here is the wastewater treatment plant on Dwenger Avenue right in Fort Wayne, and that's Matthew Wirtz, chief engineer for Fort Wayne City Utilities. Nearly every home and business in the area is sewered to this facility, where waste goes through a pretty extensive process before it flows out into the rivers.
And it comes in 40, 50 feet down, deep underground.
There are about 1,300 miles of pipe that get it here.
And it's pumped up. Basically, there's some large tanks over there to the west where it's preliminary treated and settled.
That's just getting the initial solids out.
And then it comes over through some tunnels and piping past us, what we call aeration basins, where it's basically introduced to microorganisms, bugs, and they do the work.
These bugs eat waste, and to make them hungrier, oxygen is pumped into the basins. So this part of the process looks a little like a whitewater rafting trip that's a little less white.
Give it some chlorination and it crosses over the river into a pond before discharging into the river.
Wirtz says that final product that goes into the river is actually way cleaner than the river itself, but because of problems with the sewer system, a lot of waste never gets treated at all. To understand why, we need to go back a ways. Back in the 1860s, construction started on underground pipes that just funneled water from the street straight into the river. Once indoor plumbing came along, a lot of raw sewage was added to the mix.
By the early 1900s, Fort Wayne had figured out that pollution in the rivers isn't that great, so the next solution was collect it and pipe it downstream.
Well, downstream communities were not thrilled. After the Depression, Fort Wayne built a wastewater treatment plant, but by the 70s, the Clean Water Act meant Fort Wayne was incompliant with new environmental regulations. The big reason for that is the use of combined sewer systems, which take in stormwater and waste in the same pipe. And when it rains, the system can't keep up. That means raw sewage overflows into the river about 70 times a year. So it was mandated that Fort Wayne make a long-term control plan, or consent decree.
They're not waiting until 18 years to check in on us. Every few years we have deadlines to meet. And if we don't do that, we pay fines and penalties.
Wirtz and City Utilities are 6 years into the plan, which requires overflows be reduced to just 4 times per year. And a lot of progress has been made. $100 million has been put towards increasing capacity at the plant, and a lot of those combined sewers separated.
That not only reduces overflows, but it helps significantly with protecting homes from basement backups. It helps with reducing street flooding.
Now, Utilities is getting ready to embark on a massive public works project. A 5-mile-long tunnel, flowing waste from around Foster Park back to the plant. The tunnel bored into bedrock 200 feet underground will be about as deep as the Allen County Courthouse is tall. This method means there'll be no disruption of streets or downtown above. The project is expected to cost around $150 million. So where's all that money coming from? Well, from you and me, the ratepayers. John Stafford is advising Utilities on the consent decree. At a recent city council meeting, he explained the Clean Rivers Task Force, established in 2008, which studied options for funding sewer improvements.
The task force kind of concluded that, indeed, this is a public service for which you can charge a user fee because you can readily identify the customers of the system. And the city did pursue several other sources.
They tried to take a bite out of the cost by getting together with other consent decree communities, looking at grants, federal support, but
Really never materialized into any significant alternative source of revenue, which takes us right back to where we are this evening.
That means ratepayers will see an increase of $17 a month, bringing average bills up to around $52 by 2019. Not everyone is happy about more rate hikes. Councilman Glenn Hines and Tom Didier voiced concern about their fixed-income constituents, and the town of Huntertown is unhappy about their rates going towards system improvements in Fort Wayne. But the director of City Utilities, Kumar Menon, says that this is the only way to go.
We are a not-for-profit, municipally-owned utility. We do not have any profits. We don't have any other sources of revenue except rates. And while rate increases are difficult for anyone at any time, we don't have any other option. to do what we need to do.
And their request was nearly unanimously approved by council, with only Councilman Mitch Harper objecting. The rates now head to the Utility Regulatory Commission for approval. Designing, bidding, and public input on the tunnel project still lies ahead. For WBOY News, I'm Virginia Elvino.